The painful stories of people in recovery from drug and alcohol use may not sound like it makes for riveting theater, but in fact, it actually seems to resonate with many Massachusetts students. This school year alone, thousands of students have seen performances by the theater group named the Improbable Players. Their performances are theatrical adaptations of the personal stories of addiction. All the actors are in recovery. WBUR's Deborah Becker attended a recent performance focusing on opioid use and has this story.
You know, I hate you. I really, really hate you.
This soliloquy from the stage of the auditorium at Triton Regional High School in Byfield has more than 500 teenagers riveted. The actor is describing powerful feelings about being a drug user. Three other actors are whispering back, reinforcing his negative emotions.
Every time, your mom asks, how you doing? I'm doing fine, Mom, you lie!
This play, titled End of the Line, is based on stories from people in recovery from substance use disorders.
The world would be better off without you. And maybe you'd be better off dead.
The Improbable Players performed before 5,000 students in New England this school year alone. They say they want students to know what the players learned the hard way, that it's easy to fall into addiction and it's hard to claw out of it. After the one-hour performance, the players tell their personal stories and then invite the students to ask questions.
And we'd be happy to answer any of your questions about us, our personal lives, our addictions, the play itself.
Dozens of students raise their hands with questions such as, do you believe addiction is a disease? If you have a parent addicted, how do you get help? Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug? These students seem to genuinely connect with the young adult actors. One student raised her hand and was overcome by emotion. She explained that her father had recently died from addiction. What could I have done? She asked the actors, between sobs. And then, with a bit more edge to her voice, and why do you people who are addicts not listen to your loved ones and keep using drugs? What can we do to make you stop? The auditorium was completely silent for a moment. Actor Elizabeth Addison struggled to answer.
Hearing that question was just like, it broke my heart.
Addison told the teen there wasn't much she could have done for her dad.
You think that telling him you love him or whatever is going to, you know, wake something up because he loves you more? No, it's a very tricky disease. The person that has it, is their mind is completely being fooled. It's completely someplace else. They're being literally like they're puppets.
She also told the young woman that statistics show that the fact that these actors can even perform at all is, well, improbable.
So for the four of us, there's 398 people who are either institutionalized or in jail are going to die from the disease of addiction. So that is why we're called the Improbable Players, because it is improbable that us four would be up there, given where we came from.
Since 1984, the Improbable Players have been taking the stories of people in recovery and staging them in short plays. First, the troupe focused on alcohol. Then, about 3 years ago, after Massachusetts declared opioid use a public health emergency, the troupe's founder, Lynn Bratley, says the group decided to do a play about it.
We had to do the opioid play. We absolutely had to. We answered a call to address this issue. It's just too devastating and serious.
Bratley dismisses suggestions that her plays might make drug use seem normal or acceptable to students because these actors and their painful pasts are now in the limelight.
They don't make the addiction look glamorous. Not for one second. They make it look like what it is, painful and horrible. And their own stories, it's not like they don't have consequences still today. They live with the consequences of their use, of their youth and use.
The main point of the program, Bratley says, is to get students talking about their lives and to let them know that opioids are a public health epidemic threatening thousands of families across Massachusetts. Triton senior Cassie McGrath says these types of programs are critical, not so much because they might stop a teen from using drugs, but because they'll get people talking about it.
It's something that when you're in high school, if like no one talks about it, and it will become more of a problem. I think that if like people don't address that opioids are actually happening in our area, because they really are, then no one will ever really do anything about it, and it just makes it even harder for people to reach out for help.
McGrath was particularly struck by what happened at the end of the performance. The improbable players asked the audience, raise a hand if you know someone struggling with alcohol or drug use. More than 80% of the students and the teachers raised their hands. They sheepishly looked around, and some smiled as the actors told them to notice that there are other people nearby who might understand.
Even some of my friends that raised their hands, I was surprised about. And it's just, it's mostly just sad because, like, on the outside, on the surface, people would think we all live such, like, clean and nice lives, like, in the suburbs and stuff. And then you ask someone that and everyone raises their hand. It really, like, it shows the impact that, like, the stereotype really isn't that true, and that the facts and the statistics that they're saying about drugs is facts, so.
The statistics continue to be alarming. On average, 5 people are dying from an opioid overdose every day in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.